Good morning. As most of you know, my name is Phil. I'm the youth minister here. And as well as most of you know, I am on my way out of here with a deadline still unknown, but I am transitioning out after 2.5 years here at Main Street working with the youth and young adults. And in the past few weeks, I have hugged a lot of you. I have cried a lot in my office as I've packed stuff away. We've hugged one another, and a lot of times one or the other of us have said, "This isn't goodbye." We mean, "This isn't the end." And I count on seeing you again, or I won't forget you. Because goodbyes are hard. So we say, this isn't goodbye. Goodbyes are hard. We just, a moment ago, heard the story of Elijah, the prophet, being taken up into heaven in a fiery chariot, while Elisha, the younger prophet, who has refused to leave him, calls after him. It's the story of a very hard goodbye. But before I talk any more about their story, I should clarify. I don't mean this story is any form of a metaphor for my own departure. Elijah, in the biblical story, is the one who leaves, and in our story together, I will soon depart. But let me be clear. I by no means am a prophet. I don't come anywhere close. I've never performed a miracle, and I've never heard God speak directly. When a moving truck comes in a few weeks and drives our belongings away, it won't look anything like a fiery chariot. And I really don't expect any of you to be standing in the street screaming after us. Maybe Hannah. Elijah was swept up into heaven, and we will be moving to Virginia, which is an awesome place, but the similarities end there. Still, it has been very good for me to think about and ponder this story as I have prepared to move on. Because Elijah and Elisha were partners in ministry. Elijah had adopted Elisha when Elisha was a young man. Elisha had been working in a field, and Elijah approached. And to show that he was adopting him, threw his prophet's mantle, which was kind of like a cape, over Elisha. After that, they traveled a long road together. They saw and felt God in mighty ways. They shared adventures together. They cared about each other. Goodbye for them was hard because ministry together had been so good. In the end, though, no matter how long they stalled, the fiery chariot swept in and took Elijah up into that mysterious divine whirlwind. Only his prophetic mantle fluttered to the ground. Elisha was left behind, and in deep grief, he tore off his own clothes, which I don't expect any of you to do. Then he picked up the mantle that had belonged to his teacher. He went back to cross the Jordan River and go home, and doing as Elijah had done before, Elisha took the mantle and struck the water with it. And he cried out, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" Then wondrously the water parted for Elijah as it had parted for Elijah before him. And the young man crossed over into a new phase of his own ministry. Elisha, mantle in hand, asked where God was now that Elijah was gone. Now that an important chapter of life and ministry was done. And when those waters parted, it became clear that the answer to his question was that the God of his teacher, Elijah, well, he was right there, right then, with Elisha. The God of Elijah was also the God of Elisha. Elijah, the great prophet, he may have disappeared, but God hadn't gone anywhere. The waters parted at Elisha's anguished question as though to say, God's presence isn't limited to one person, place, or time. God worked in the past through Elijah to teach and inspire people. God will work in the future through Elisha to do the same. God is faithful yesterday, today, and forever, even in the midst of hard goodbyes. By the grace of God, your story and mine have intersected for the past 2.5 years. We also have journeyed together, and we have seen God at work. At youth, sometimes I have been the teacher, and you all have been the learners. But know this, that more often than not, you have been the teachers, and I have been the one learning. Very frequently, this congregation was an Elijah to me, a mentor and a teacher. When I came here in October of 2013, I had never lived on my own, but you welcomed me and helped me get oriented to this new context of life. You gave me grocery store suggestions and invited me to your houses for dinner. You helped me move furniture multiple times. You even helped me get my car fixed multiple times. You told me stories from this church's history and introduced me to potential volunteers. Some of you even made the 7-hour trek north to Virginia for Heidi and I's wedding. You welcomed me. You welcomed us. And you taught me. When I came here, I had never organized a confirmation program on my own. I'd never planned multiple curriculums. These and many, many other tasks you entrusted me with. And they were things that I learned to do in this place. This community has been my teacher. You have also taught me through your personal examples. I've been privileged, so privileged, to be invited into your lives. Sometimes in the inner moments of life where you are most vulnerable, moments of change, joy, loss, or fragile hope, you have told me your stories. Sitting in my office or riding home from retreats, you have told me your stories. You have spoken of moral victories and deepening faith. You have told me of your deep wounds and heavy burdens, and you have let me pray for you. I have learned and grown through these encounters with you. You have been Elijah to me. You have taught and inspired me. Now the time has come for a goodbye. And as Elijah and Elisha's story shows, goodbyes are hard. Many of you have kindly expressed that it is difficult for you to say goodbye to Heidi and I. I assure you, though, that no matter how excited we are for what lies ahead, it is equally sad for us to say goodbye to you. I think back to our days in Florida at Big Stuff, or in the inner city of Nashville, or the late nights at lock-ins. We've spread mulch, sorted boxes, gathered hundreds of diapers, snorkeled in the Gulf of Mexico, and rafted down raging rapids in Charlotte. We have worked very hard alongside each other. We've played, and we've had a lot of fun. We answered deep questions and tough topics, and probably ate too much candy and laughed really hard. And as I watched yesterday, our students paddle rafts, fall off of rafts, get back on again, I realize how much I have come to love you all. How rich and rewarding working with you and living life with you has been. And how very hard it is to leave. But this I believe wholeheartedly. Although goodbye is so hard, it can be done with great hope. Elijah departed, and a particular time of ministry came to an end. But God didn't depart. Ministry continued on. Life continued on. And the stories of the past became the encouragement of the future. I have not the slightest doubt that fruitful ministry will happen here at Main Street for years and years to come, because it is God who is at work here, not me. And God, He is faithful. Just as I entrust you to God, you can trust that God will lead us forward. God's work is not limited to this place or this time, and you and I will both continue to grow even as we part ways. So this is a hard goodbye, said with great hope. As I said before, I have hugged many of you in the past few weeks, and often one or the other of us have said this isn't goodbye. We don't like to say goodbye. But goodbye is actually the right thing to say, because it doesn't mean the end. No, goodbye is a contraction of the old phrase, God be with you. Goodbye is a word of hope and blessing. In the preschool my youngest sister attended, they would all gather the students for chapel every Friday, and they would always end with a special blessing. The children would all line up and extend their hands to catch the blessing, and they'd all say together, God be with you, God go with you, now and always. Goodbye is the right thing to say, because wherever we are and wherever we go, the God who came among us in Jesus Christ, He's still among us, with each and every one of us. When I say goodbye, God be with you, to you, I believe that God will truly remain here among you. And when you say goodbye to Heidi and I, trust that God's Spirit accompanies us. Goodbye is a word of hope and blessing, a prayer for those we love. So I want to end this message with two prayers that I have for you as I go. The other scripture reading we heard was from the first chapter of Colossians, in which the writer greets his friends who are far away, and he says, "We have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to God, as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God." I'm a Christian educator. I've been the director of youth and young adult ministries in this church, and have been blessed to have gotten to work really closely with the children's ministry. And so my first hope has always been that you, teenagers and children, that you would be filled with the kind of knowledge that is life-changing and world-transforming. My hope is that you would continue to grow in knowledge of yourselves and one another, in the kind of knowledge that becomes wisdom, so that you will live lives that pleases God and blesses others. This is the knowledge of discipleship. When you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, you gain knowledge that is far more than academic. It is personal and profound, and changes how you will go about life. Discipleship knowledge doesn't fall into our brains. We don't get it by osmosis. Knowledge of God and spiritual wisdom grow over time, and they grow when we seek them. When we say, I want to learn about my faith. I want to learn more of who God is and God's purpose for my life. We are meant to seek out this kind of knowledge. And Jesus promised us that when we seek the things of God, we will find them. So that is my first hope and prayer for you, that all of you would seek to grow in knowledge and wisdom so that your lives would be transformed more and more into God's vision for them. And so that you would be people who transform your little corner of the world into the place that God's meant for it to be. The second one is for all of the adults. I pray that you would help the children and youth of this church to learn who God is and what God has made them for. I am more than thrilled that Main Street Church is supporting children's and youth ministries. But we have got to do it more fully with more volunteers, resources, and staff. It is vitally important to intentionally teach the younger members of our church who they are meant to be and to whom they belong. That kind of learning will not happen by accident. Children and youth learn that God passionately loves them when adults care enough to tell them and show them that. So I pray that as all of you seek knowledge and wisdom, you would pass on what you believe to children and youth. Those are my hopes and prayers. I pray you will seek to know God and seek to teach children and young people. I say those prayers with confidence because I believe that God will be with you, empowering you both to learn and to teach. Goodbyes between friends are hard. Goodbyes are especially hard when ministry together has been so good and so rich. This is a very hard goodbye for me because I love you all so much. But I know that our faithful God was with you in the past. He's with you now. And He will be with you in the future. So goodbye is the right thing to say. And so, sisters and brothers in Christ, partners in ministry, fellow travelers in life's pilgrimage, children, adults, and youth, my friends, God be with you. God go with you, now and always. Amen. I'd like to invite you now to take some time in silence and reflection. Please rise for our hymn, I Need Thee Every Hour, found on page 397.